Right, so get this. We're diving into a documentary
Okay.
that claims the Apollo 11 moon landing was faked. But before anyone freaks out,
Yeah.
remember, we're not here to debate conspiracy theories.
Right.
It's more like we're taking apart a watch just to see how it ticks, even if we don't think it tells time.
I like
You
that.
know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So this documentary, a funny thing happened on the way to the moon.
Yeah.
It starts in a really weird place.
Oh, really?
Like, instead of rockets and astronauts,
Right.
it talks about the Tower of Babel and the Titanic. What
Interesting.
do you make of that?
It's like they're setting up this idea
Yeah.
that humanity always reaches too high and crashes down.
It's a bit dramatic.
It is, but it definitely grabs your attention.
For sure.
And, you know, that whole ambition leading to disaster thing,
Yeah.
it's a pretty common theme throughout history.
That's true.
Makes you wonder if it's like hardwired into us or something.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
So, okay, back to the moon landing. The documentary spends a lot of time talking about the pressure on the US
Right.
to beat the Soviets to the moon.
Oh, yeah. That was a huge deal.
I bet.
Like, imagine the whole world watching to see who'd get there first.
It must have been intense.
It was way more than just science. It was about proving which country was better.
I guess it would be
Yeah.
like the Super Bowl, the World Cup, and the Olympics,
Yep.
all at the same time,
Exactly.
but with nukes pointed at each other.
Absolutely. The stakes were incredibly high.
No kidding. Yeah.
So in that context, you can see why they focus on the Van Allen radiation belts.
The what?
The Van Allen belts.
Oh, right. Yeah.
These zones of intense radiation around Earth.
Yeah.
The documentary claims they will fry the astronauts.
I've heard about that. Is there any truth to it?
Well, the Van Allen belts are definitely real
Okay.
and they are dangerous.
Right.
But the documentary leaves out a really important detail,
What's that?
how the Apollo missions were designed to deal with the radiation.
So they knew about it.
Oh, yeah. Even back then, NASA wasn't just sending people up there
Right.
with no protection. They used lead shielding and carefully planned their trajectory
Okay.
to minimize exposure.
So it's not just about the belts being dangerous.
Right.
It's about whether NASA could get around that danger.
Exactly. That's a pretty big detail to leave out.
I'd say so.
And this is where we start to see a pattern.
Oh.
They present a fact that's
Yeah.
technically true,
Okay.
but then they leave out important context.
To make their point seem stronger. So
Exactly.
they're kind of manipulating things.
Yeah, you could say that.
Huh, sneak
It's
up.
like they're giving you half the puzzle
Yeah.
and expecting you to see the whole picture.
That's frustrating.
It is. And they do the same thing with the Apollo 11 photos.
You mean the parallel shadows,
Yeah.
no stars, the waving flag?
All that classic conspiracy stuff.
Okay, but what's the real story behind those photos?
Well, let's start with the shadows. Their argument is that if the sun is the only light source, all the shadows should be parallel.
Right.
And on a perfectly flat surface, they'd be right.
Okay.
But the moon's surface isn't flat, is it?
Definitely not.
We've all seen enough moon craters.
Oh, yeah, good point.
So those uneven surfaces would definitely affect the shadows.
I guess that makes sense.
And perspective plays a big role too.
How so?
Imagine taking a picture of two parallel lines that seem
Yeah.
to converge in the distance.
I see.
Same principle applies here.
So it's an optical illusion, kind
Yeah,
of.
you got it.
But what about the missing stars?
That one comes down to how cameras work.
Especially back then, I'm guessing.
Exactly. To capture a bright object like the lunar surface,
Yeah.
you needed a fast shutter speed and a small aperture.
Which means less light gets in.
Right. So the faint light from distant stars
Yeah.
would be too dim to show up.
So it's a photography thing, not a conspiracy thing.
Precisely.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, the waving flag is a bit trickier.
Oh, yeah. How do they explain that one?
The flag was mounted on a telescopic pole
Okay.
to keep it unfurled,
Right.
and that pole gave it a ripple effect.
Even with no wind. So
Exactly.
it's not really waving.
Right?
It's just kind of drooping in a way that looks like waving.
You got it. And it's
Yeah.
important to remember
Yeah.
how new this technology was back then.
Oh, for sure.
Like, we take high-quality digital photos for granted today.
Totally.
But in 1969, they were working with much more limited equipment.
I can imagine.
So, yeah, trying to fake a moon landing with 1969 technology
Yeah.
and make it believable to the whole world,
Right.
that would have been even harder than actually going to the moon.
That's a good point.
It's like trying to make a Hollywood blockbuster with a home video camera.
Yeah.
You might fool some people,
Right.
but not everyone.
So basically, this documentary is picking apart details
Yeah.
without looking at the bigger picture.
That's one way to put it.
Interesting.
But they do have one more gotcha moment.
Yeah. Oh, really?
What they call the smoking gun footage.
Ooh, this is where it gets juicy.
It supposedly shows behind-the-scenes conversations.
From Apollo 11?
Yep. That reveal the whole thing was staged.
No way.
You see the astronauts being coached.
On what?
On what to say, how to fake certain shots.
Wow.
But here's the catch.
Let me guess. More selective editing.
You got it. They've taken these snippets out of context.
To fit their theory.
Exactly. But if you listen to the full conversations and consider how broadcasts were done back then, it's clear that what they're calling fakery is actually just normal procedure.
So it's all about how they frame the information.
Exactly.
Not the information itself.
They're playing on our tendency
to what?
To look for patterns and jump to conclusions.
Especially when those conclusions confirm our beliefs.
Exactly.
It's like they're magicians. Using misdirection to make us see what they want.
That's a great analogy. And that's why it's so important to be critical thinkers.
I agree.
To question what we see and hear and to dig deeper before we accept something as truth.
That's good advice.
Let's try.
So what you're saying is
yeah.
we shouldn't just take this documentary at face value.
Exactly. We need to think for ourselves.
And do our own research.
Exactly.
I mean that.
Great, because things are about to get even more interesting.
Oh, how so?
Well, let's just say the documentary raises even more questions about what really happened during the Apollo 11 mission.
I can't wait to hear more.
Me neither. Buckle up.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. It's easy to get caught up in a good story, right?
Yeah, totally.
Especially when it's told with so much confidence.
Right.
But I think we need to take a step back and ask ourselves.
Okay.
If we were going to fake a moon landing,
yeah.
would this be the way to do it?
That's a really good question.
Like, think about the technology they had in 1969.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't exactly iPhones and stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. They were working with computers less powerful than your smartphone.
Wow.
To fake a moon landing that convincingly with that tech, that would be harder than actually going to the moon.
And it wasn't just Apollo 11, right?
Right. There were six successful Apollo missions.
That landed on the moon.
Exactly. Faking all of those.
Yeah. It's
Talk about a challenge.
Seriously. Wouldn't someone have messed up?
You'd think so, right? Like spilled the beans or something?
I mean, it's a lot of people to keep a secret.
Exactly.
Speaking of secrets.
Yeah.
The documentary talks about Neil Armstrong.
Oh, right.
And how he never really talked about the mission.
So he's a very private person.
Yeah. They even show a clip of him giving a speech.
Okay.
And it seems like he's hinting at something being hidden.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But to say he was part of a cover-up, I think that's a stretch.
Yeah, maybe he's just tired of talking about it.
Or maybe it was just too personal for him.
I can see that.
Like some things are better left unsaid.
Yeah. Or maybe some stories are just too big to tell.
I like that.
The documentary also mentions that all three Apollo 11 astronauts quit NASA pretty soon after they got back.
Oh, right. They try to make that sound suspicious.
But couldn't it just be that
what
they felt like they'd done what they set out to do?
I mean, after walking on the moon?
Yeah, exactly. What else is there?
What do you do for an encore?
Right. Well, right.
Exactly. Plus, they didn't all quit immediately.
That's true. It was over a few years.
And they had different reasons for leaving?
Yeah. One wanted to teach, another went into business.
That's pretty normal, right?
Totally. Even for astronauts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe their departures weren't that dramatic.
Right.
But the documentary keeps coming back to this idea of a huge government cover-up.
Uh-huh.
And they use this raw footage as their smoking gun.
They even claim the live broadcasts were pre-recorded.
Really?
Like they were edited to look live.
Wow.
But again, we got to be careful about context.
Right.
Transmitting the signal from the moon back then
is
super complicated.
Like how complicated?
Multiple relay points, different video formats.
Okay.
So it's not surprising there were glitches and inconsistencies.
So what we saw wasn't actually live.
Not in the way we think of it today.
Interesting.
There were delays, adjustments made along the way.
Okay. But that doesn't mean it was faked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just means they were working with the technology they had.
So we've got all these claims and counterclaims.
Right.
It's a lot to process.
It is. How do we even know what to believe?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
It is. And there's no easy answer.
But where do we even start?
I think it starts with being aware of our own biases.
Our biases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all come to these things with preconceived notions.
So even when we think we're being objective, we might be influenced by what we already believe.
Exactly. Okay. That's why it's so important to consider different perspectives.
Okay.
look at information from different sources, mm-hmm. and be willing to challenge our own assumptions.
So it's an ongoing process. Exactly. Critical thinking never stops.
That makes sense.
And here's another thing.
What's that?
Even with something like the moon landing,
yeah,
there are always going to be unanswered questions.
You mean there are some things we might never know for sure?
That's right. And that's okay.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's something beautiful about that.
Okay. How so?
It leaves room for curiosity, for exploration, for ongoing debate and discovery.
So even with all the evidence,
yeah.
all the scientific explanations, there's still a little mystery surrounding the moon landing.
I think so. And that mystery is what keeps us fascinated.
It keeps us coming back to these questions.
Exactly. Trying to understand them more deeply.
That's pretty cool. What do you think about it?
It is, right? It's like the moon landing is still unfolding.
Even after all these years.
Exactly.
It's wild to think people are still debating this.
I know, right?
Like, you'd think after 50 years we'd have it all figured out.
That's the thing about history, though.
What's that?
It's not just facts sitting there.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing conversation. We keep reinterpreting it.
Right.
Looking at it through the lens of what we know, NW.
So with something as huge as the moon landing,
yeah.
of course there are going to be different perspectives.
Totally. And you know what I think?
Right.
This documentary taps into something deeper.
Deeper than just the moon landing.
Yeah. Like a distrust of authority. A skepticism of the official story.
Okay, I can see that.
Like those conspiracy theories,
yeah.
they're a way to explain things that feel too big.
Too complex for us to really understand.
Exactly.
And think about the time period.
The late 1960s.
Yeah, Cold War, Vietnam War, Watergate.
Oh, yeah.
People were already questioning the government.
Big time. So in a way,
yeah.
those moon landing conspiracies were almost inevitable.
Like a product of their time.
Exactly. When trust and authority breaks down,
yeah.
people look for other explanations.
Even if those explanations seem crazy.
Right. Because conspiracy theories offer a sense of order, a way to make sense of a world that feels chaotic.
They give you a simple answer
yeah.
to a very complex question.
Exactly. And that simplicity is appealing.
Even when it's not true.
Right. But here's the thing.
What's that?
Even if we ignore the conspiracy theories
mm-hmm.
and accept the scientific evidence,
okay.
there's still something fascinating here.
Oh, like what?
The human desire to question.
To dig deeper.
Exactly.
So you're saying it's good to be skeptical.
Healthy skepticism is essential.
For what?
For critical thinking. It drives us to learn more.
Okay.
To challenge what we think we know.
Right.
And to refine our understanding of the world.
So it's not about shutting down debate.
Well,
it's about having a more informed conversation.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day,
yeah.
whether you believe the official story or not,
mm-hmm.
you can't deny that the moon landing was incredible.
Oh, absolutely. It's a testament to human ingenuity.
Our courage.
Our drive to explore the unknown.
It shows what we're capable of.
When we really put our minds to it.
Well said. This has been a really fascinating deep dive.
It has. I've enjoyed exploring these ideas with you.
Me too.
Yeah.
And hopefully our listeners will keep thinking about these questions.
And keep searching for answers.
Exactly. Never stop questioning the world.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And remember,
yeah.
keep looking up.